Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Drunk Wrestling History. So you might have noticed I am not your designated host, Adam. I am the guest host, one of the wives, Carissa, and Shannon went to sleep. So
she's done drinking.
It's just me. I feel like it has been just me for a long time, though. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of her.
This is backup.
Oh, her sleeping.
I'll tweet it like when this episode airs.
Evidence.
As always, thank you for listening. And I just do want to say, I feel like you guys all know we record a bunch of shows at a time, so you can probably tell when it's getting later in the night, which this is one of those shows.
This is later in the night for sure.
This is later in the night.
Bitches, witching hour.
It's only 11 o'clock. I'm barely buzzed.
No, we're pathetic as fuck.
Like, I could totally drive a car right now.
Probably not, though.
I mean, I might drive it right into the sea, but...
we might end up in the ocean, but hey.
I do a fine job of getting us
well,
there.
Well, and who are you?
What? Oh, this is Eddie Woozle Doozle.
Woozle Woozle. Woozle. If it's gonna be your catchphrase, you should fucking know it.
I'm gonna have to write it down.
I swear to God.
Well, so who was it that tweeted me... Someone tweeted me with my new catchphrase. That was, I'm pulling it up on Twitter right now.
It was a Simpsons reference.
That was Dan Slater.
Simpsons is my favorite.
At PHAT Slates. He recommended I say Woozle Wuzzle. And
he loved it, apparently.
I love it.
You love it, but you can't remember it.
I can't remember it. I'm going to put a little post-it on... my Stone Cold pop
No,
vinyl.
You're not.
I swear to God, no.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going to get it wrong every week.
We're going to hope that Carissa's sitting next to you every week so you remember what it is.
Woozle Wuzzle.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen because I think we're coming toward the end of our San Diego experiment.
Experience.
Yeah, this is the last episode unless you can talk Scott into
doing more. Well, we're talking about doing one more.
We'll see.
And Scott, who are you?
Who am I?
He's Scott, obviously.
I'm Scott. It's Ghetto Blaster time, fool.
And what are we all drinking?
Well, we all have a shot of Jaeger, which this is week 3 or 4.
And
we've all been doing a shot.
Seven.
Dive.
Seven.
We've all been doing a shot of Jaeger. And besides that, I'm still drinking Corona.
Oh.
As the San Diegans do.
I am
still when in Rome.
With my bottom shelf wine.
All right.
And tonight, Scott, what are you drinking besides Jaeger?
Jaeger.
I did just say Jaeger. What the fuck?
More Jaeger.
No, that was retarded. Oh, you're just gonna keep drinking Jaeger.
I'm gonna keep drinking Jaeger.
Perfect.
You can't stop me.
I love you.
Can't be stopped.
And tonight we're gonna talk about best big men.
Not Lars Sullivan.
Well, you know what? I thought he was a big man until I saw his porn video.
Ooh. Bam.
Wait. Was that a dick joke?
That was totally a dick joke, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done.
You didn't see his dick. His dick was not big.
Wait, Eddie or Lars Sullivan?
Oh, not Eddie. No, Eddie's dick is huge.
Good job, dude. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there was some criteria for big men, right?
Yeah, so I believe the parameters we set is you have to be over 300 pounds.
Yes.
We were fairly generous, actually.
Yes.
You have to be over 300 pounds and over, was it 6'8"?
I don't know. Why?
I thought it was like 6'6". Or foot
no,
six.
No,
seven.
No, no. Was it,
foot
no,
six,
or
seven.
It might have been
foot 6'7".
No, it was pretty tall. It might have been 6'10".
That's tall as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was tall because like... Because, like, Drew McIntyre wouldn't qualify, and I think he's, like, 6'6".
Okay,
right?
So over 300.
No, I think it was probably 6'10".
I know you told me Hogan barely qualified.
Yeah, so we obviously didn't take this very seriously. but, yeah.
We just made our top five and moved on with our day.
It was definitely 300 pounds, and it was minimum 6'8", but I think it was 6'10".
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Somewhere in there, yes.
Yeah.
Quite
I
generous.
Mean, you're a big motherfucker if you're on this list.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to go through the list if you need... Just stop me if you need me to. Otherwise, I think I'm just going to run through the list to put it in your guys' heads, and then you guys are going to talk about your favorite top five.
You can't stop me.
Okay. Hogan, Vader.
Well, Hogan barely meets it, right? Like,
yeah.
Hogan's like...
Yeah, like right on the cusp.
By 3 pounds. He was 303, right? Vader, I mean, Vader far exceeds that.
Right.
Yeah, he's big as fuck.
Bama Bigelow.
Yeah, Bam's... Okay. Sorry. Oh, Bam Bam's like, yeah, well into the super heavyweight category. Yeah,
clearly Andre.
He's the biggest man.
The biggest.
Sid Vicious. Undertaker. Big John.
Hang on, can we back up?
Yes.
Was Sid only on my list, or was he also on Scott's list?
Well, Scott gave me 24 names, you gave me 5.
Right.
So, no, like, every... You know what? Actually, every name you gave me was on Scott's list except for Hogan. Hogan was not on Scott's list.
Okay, so you had Sid. Because I was wondering if you're... I was curious to see if you would have Sid.
Yes, Sid's on my list.
Okay, because he's awful. So I was like, it's the best big man. It's not Big Ben. You know what I mean?
Well, especially when you're finishing move of stabbing somebody with scissors. Yeah.
But that's...
pretty bad.
It's better... I mean, do you know a better finishing move?
Interesting.
Let's ask Lars Sullivan.
Taker.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did I say that already? Big John Studd.
Okay.
Big Boss Man.
Mm-hmm.
This one, One Man Gang / Akeem.
One and the same.
Yeah, they were the same guy. Okay. One Man Gang turned into Akeem, the African Dream.
I literally got this over a text. So, yeah. I mean, Bruiser Brody.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Big Show.
Brody would be another, like, Hogan type, right? Like, just barely meets... Like the criteria
being you look at him and Hogan side by side, it's like the same dude. Just one has blonde, one has black hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Big Show.
Okay.
My favorite big man. He's a crier. Just like you.
Every fucking episode.
I know. Gonna hate every episode.
All right.
Kevin Nash. Okay. I like him as well because he's drunk.
No, that's Hall.
No, it's a both of them. They were both totally drunk.
Kevin Nash was drunk?
I swear to God.
When?
Remember when we watched that, like, TNA? Fucking, they were, like, hammered coming in the ring.
You're thinking of Jeff Hardy when he wrestled Sting.
No, I am not. I am totally thinking of Nash and Hall.
Okay.
I am 100%.
All right, well, salud.
It was awesome.
You're not thinking Hawk?
I don't know.
From Legion of Doom? Okay.
I literally don't know.
She doesn't think about Hawk.
But she doesn't think about what? Do you usually think about cock?
I think about cock a lot.
Not Lars Sullivan's, though. It's incredibly small.
Why did I bring you on the show?
Wait. Me or Carissa? Which one? Both?
Giant Gonzalez?
Next.
That's the piss break of the list.
King Kong Bundy.
Okay.
Rikishi.
He's a Hall of Famer. Will you stop?
I forgot about Rikishi.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I know.
Usos
produced
dad,
the Usos.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kane.
Usos were doomed to be killers since they came out the nutsack. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Kane.
Yeah.
Yokozuna.
Yeah,
Mark Henry. Earthquake.
Oh, good one.
Typhoon.
Bad one.
Abdullah the Butcher. Kamala.
It's not Kamala. Not, and it's not Kamala Harris.
Oh, Shannon woke up.
Oh, Shannon's awake.
Woo!
Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Obviously, we're from California. Like, the people are being aroused by the name Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Who's she?
Braun Strowman. Mabel.
Who invited Mabel?
Umaga.
Umanga.
Manga. No, that's rude. That's offensive.
It is?
Remember? No, that's what Leonard said.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He said that.
He did say that.
Because we used to...
What does it mean?
I don't know, but we used to just jokingly call him Umanga, and, like, Leonard, our friend Leonard is Samoan, and he was like, that's hell of offensive. I don't know why. But we were like, shit, I'm sorry. Like,
I also, really? I had no idea.
Right, so I also asked him what Umaga means because there was one time, I think it was when, maybe when Peter Maivia went in the Hall of Fame and The Rock's mom did the speech and Umaga was there and she said something about like, I know what Umaga means, like something like that. I was like, ooh, what does Umaga mean? I texted Leonard, like, he wouldn't answer me. Like, he was like, I don't want to talk.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to talk about that. But then we did say Umanga, and like, he doesn't like that.
He got fucking pissed.
Yeah.
So apparently that's bad.
No, don't say Umanga.
He doesn't like Umanga or Tongans.
Tongans is also offensive?
No, Tongans is like a culture. Like, then he's just being rude.
Samoans don't like him.
No, they just don't like them as a people.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I was like, because WWF had a Tonga kid. Like, that could be...
They also had a Haku.
Samoans don't like Tongans as a people, and they don't like Umanga as a slur. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that.
He got really pissed. He was like, don't say that. It's fucking rude.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go.
We were like, okay.
Don't piss off a Samoan and say that word.
Oh, no. Do not piss off a Samoan.
That would be the wrong move.
Okay, so, like, who's your... You want to start with your top five big men?
Yeah, you want to go with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool.
Let's go.
So, here are my top five, and I tried to do them in order.
You need a list again?
No. I have my list, but I tried to do them in order, but these five are so good that I can't label them one through five, so I'm going to go
into...
You
don't want to talk about Woman Gang again?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Just checking.
As great as he was, here are my top five for the best big men of all time.
Do it.
Number one, Vader. Number two.
And you're saying these are in no particular order.
Correct. Number two, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay.
Let me go into those first two.
Okay.
When we were growing up, big men traditionally were not great movers in the ring. They were slow.
Right.
They were plodding. It would be like they'd hit your back. They'd punch you in the head.
It's still happening.
They'd throw you in a bear hug. It was an incredibly boring match.
Bro, like Gang would fuck you up, but you wouldn't be excited by it.
Right. Here comes Big Van Vader, and here comes, before him, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
These were two big guys in the 350 to 400-pound range that looked like fatties, but were anything but. They could move in the ring like nobody else. You had Bam Bam Bigelow doing cartwheels in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You had Big Van Vader
doing moonsaults.
He did cartwheels.
Yeah, but that was fucking stupid.
It
was like, oh, it was so impressive, but like, why would you ever do a cartwheel in the
because
ring?
It's unless you're fucking stupid. Fuck off.
If you're 400 pounds, are you doing cartwheels? You're probably breaking your fucking arms.
If you're 400 pounds, you shouldn't be doing cartwheels. You should be fucking a man up.
Well, and Bam Bam Bigelow did that too.
No, it's inexcusable.
Okay.
It was cool, but it was fucking stupid.
I disagree. I never saw this, but I'm impressed in theory by cartwheels.
Here's why Bam Bam did it.
To be fair, every time I've ever been in a fight, I've done cartwheels.
There you go.
You also speared a motherfucker at a show one time.
I did at the Misfit show.
And Carissa said it was so hot. Like,
it was the hottest I wanted to do.
She just soaked her hair.
Yeah. No, I did. I mean,
Have you told that story?
No.
Do we know the story of the spear?
Should we tell it now or
go into it?
Well, you
why not?
Brought it up.
So, yeah, we brought it up.
Okay, so it would have been 2 years ago this week, right?
Yes.
It was like the week between Christmas and New Year's. We went to Vegas to see the Misfits, and we were
Brittany.
Well, we didn't go to see Brittany, but luckily we did, and that's another story for another time. But we were there to see the Misfits,
not on the show,
right? And right as the show started, I would say it's like 2/3 of the way back on the floor.
We're on the floor.
Yeah, but we were like super up close, right?
I don't deal with the mosh pit. Stay in the back.
Agreed.
So it was one of those things. If anyone listening to this has ever been to like metal shows or punk shows, you know that there's a place for the mosh pit, and then there are these douchebags who want to start their own mosh pit, but
because
they're afraid.
Because they don't want to get in the actual
mosh pit. Right, because they're pussies. They're too much of a pussy to go into the proper mosh pit, so they start their own mosh pit.
So and, I was like literally the only one wearing white in this entire fucking building.
Right, you look nice.
I look like a cat.
And you were drinking a Cosmo.
No,
right?
I was not drinking a goddamn Cosmo.
He was drinking a Cosmo.
I was drinking whiskey like a fucking man.
Boss.
That's right.
This douchebag that tried to mosh, not in the mosh pit, was drinking a Cosmo. So he slams into me with his fucking Cosmo, spills cranberry juice all over my white shirt.
Mm-mm.
And I
was
like,
I'm going to beat some ass right
well,
now.
Well, so she pointed out to me. I was like, oh, hell's no.
I was like, this is not happening right now.
So I went for him to do his counterclockwise circle, like AJ does.
And my husband's... It was the hottest thing.
Yeah. So he comes by, bam, elbow to his chest. You know, I was like, okay, that'll stop him. He comes around again. Like, and now he's like coming at me, like targeting me.
No, he's
targeting. Boom, elbow, and I hit him like in his like upper chest or his neck or, you know, I don't know exactly where, but this time I didn't just put my elbow out. I swung at him. Like I was like, it was, I made a successful attack roll.
No. And I mean, right? I want to make it clear. We're in like the back of the mosh pit. Like it's pretty empty. Like this guy is literally wandering around targeting him.
Making his own mosh pit.
Like, it's super empty.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's four people in the back, you know? And like, he's just targeting him like.
So the next time he comes around, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to hit him because I think I taught him a lesson. Boom, he comes at me and like hits me with the form. I was like, oh, fuck no. Now, this is a big pit. I would say it's probably about 80 feet across.
It's huge.
Giant pit. Like, it's a big arena, the MGM Grand Arena, right?
Okay.
Where Double or Nothing was.
Arena. Yes.
So I was like, all right, fuck him. He's not a big dude. He's probably about a buck 50.
No.
You know, he shouldn't be fucking with me.
Like, he's fucked up.
Right. And I mean, like, I'm a fucking slob, right? Like, I'm not a big muscle dude, but, like, I outweigh him by, like, triple. And I was like, all right, that's it. And I wait for him to come around until he hits, like, 12 o'clock.
I charge right across there.
I hit him with the spear like I was Roman fucking Reigns.
He speared him like it was amazing.
Did you throw an ooh-ah before you did
No, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, don't call your shot.
No. Exactly right. I took his ass down, and somehow he ended up on top.
I thought we were gonna get kicked out. I was like, if we get kicked out of the show, do you know how much money we spent on the floor? Yeah,
it was a pricey show.
I was so pissed.
Way too much money for a punk rock show.
Uh-huh.
And then some dudes helped me up. About an hour later, I start looking behind us, and I see the guitar player from Anthrax.
That guy was like MIA. Like, Eddie speared him, and
he was fucking gone.
Oh, he was done.
Oh, he was so done.
He retired. Yeah.
Never saw him again.
So we start seeing Rob.
So a bunch of people were like totally like, yes, like they helped him up. Like, you know, like they were like, yeah, fuck that dude.
I was the baby face.
Yeah. So nice. They totally helped him up, like a bunch of guys, you know? Yeah. So then the guys were like eyeing us.
I was looking kind of just like randomly behind us.
Are they there? Is that? That guy's friends or something? Like, are we about to get...
Well, no, I recognized it was Rob Caggiano.
Oh, from Anthrax.
He's now in Volbeat.
But
I know him from Anthrax. I told her, I was like, dude, that's fucking Rob from Anthrax. She's like, that's the guy who helped you up. And I was like, no way.
Nice.
And I was like, that's awesome. That's Rob from Anthrax.
You had a huge face turn.
Yes. And she was like, I'm going to go ask him if that's him. I was like, yeah, go ask him if that's him because I'm totally too aggressive. And then she was like, hey, are you an Anthrax? Or did you used to be an Anthrax or whatever? He's like, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
So
are you from Pantera fame?
Yes.
He totally helped you up. Like, it was amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, why are we talking about this? We're on Big Men.
I'm so sorry. No, we totally got distracted. But that was an amazing story, I feel.
Yeah, I think your wife's totally going to do you later based on that story.
God willing.
Your chances are solid,
yes,
my friend.
Yeah. Did we start talking about that?
This is what happens when you do a drunk podcast. Okay. Well,
we got into Bigelow doing cartwheels.
That's where we started.
Here's why Bam Bam Bigelow in 1987 was doing cartwheels. He needed to set himself apart from guys like King Kong Bundy.
Okay.
Like One Man Gang.
Yeah.
Like Andre the Giant.
That's true. He did. That's true.
From Kamala, even. Because those guys weren't athletic.
Right.
Bigelow needed to show,
I'm
different from those guys. I'm going to do some different shit in the ring that you haven't seen before. And here's what I can do. His finishing move was propelling himself up and over the top rope and splashing his opponent inside the ring.
Yeah.
Nobody else was doing that. Guys were just doing basic splashes. Bigelow took it to the next level.
Yeah.
And could do stuff that big guys weren't doing. Vader came in, and Vader started doing fucking moonsaults. He was 400 pounds.
Well, I heard the... did you ever see Bam Bam do a moonsault?
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yeah.
No, I saw Vader do mini moonsaults, but not Bigelow.
I heard an interview with Paul Heyman one time where he said that Bam Bam showed up to like a wrestling school. Like he'd not even wrestled yet. And he saw someone do a moonsault and he was like, oh, I could do that. And he said he nailed a moonsault on the second try. But I never saw him do it in the ring.
Not in a WWE ring.
Yeah, but he had a lot of matches in ECW.
So
maybe that's when he did it. That was where he had his best run.
Well, he also had a mainly forgotten run in NWA/WCW. But some of Bigelow's greatest feats took place in ECW rings.
Right.
So if you watched ECW, you know all about.
He was G.
Dude, that guy went toe-to-toe with Taz and beat Taz when Taz, well, not a huge deal in WWE, was a major deal in ECW.
Top dog.
Right. So for me, I tend to put Vader and Bigelow from my era as two big men that are at the top of the list.
Okay.
Well, I also feel like since you're, I feel like doing your list and your list is stupid. So I feel like if he's doing his, like, you should agree or not agree. So is.
No, is I don't.
Peter and Bam and Bigelow in your top five?
Well, they are. They aren't. You have your top five list.
I didn't make a list. I was just going to call this in the ring.
Oh, you call it in the ring.
I would say, fuck, it's hard.
Well, I mean, because I feel like if you do your top five, it's going to just be repetitive.
I would say.
You know what I mean? I think you should agree.
Okay, like based on just who I was a fan of, Bam Bam, yes, Vader, no.
But you didn't watch a lot of WCW.
Right. I used to see pictures of Vader with the big fucking mask in like PWI. Or I'd see him on WCW once in a while. But right.
Your first memory of Vader is like 96 against Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam,
No. It would have been a WCW, but I miss his best stuff. I would have seen
him. Like, dude, this guy went toe-to-toe with Sting.
No, I know.
And Sting is like
right. One
of the greatest ever.
No, that's what I'm saying is like I was aware of him in WCW. Fuff. I understood what a big deal he was, but, like, I didn't see that much of him.
Okay.
Right? So, like, therefore, if I have to pick between the two, it's Bam Bam.
So, Bigelow is in your top five?
I mean, it doesn't have to be. I'm just saying.
No.
Okay, neither guy is in your top five.
No.
Okay. Well, moving on with my list, I have Andre the Giant at number three.
Andre's in my top five.
Look, eighth wonder of the world. Or seventh wonder of the world, whatever they called him.
No, eighth.
Eighth wonder of the world. Wait, wasn't that China?
Ninth.
Yeah, that was China.
No, she was the ninth.
China was the ninth.
Because there are seven wonders of the world.
Right? Okay, so Andre was eighth. Thank you.
Yeah. And I loved that they respected Andre when they named China the ninth. You know
yes.
I mean? I thought that was really
cool. They kept that. Yeah, right. Yes.
Vince, dude.
And Andre.
I'm going to again plug the Andre the Giant documentary because it's so good.
Yes.
Yes. And not only was he a wrestler, he was an attraction.
No one's paying us.
HBO's definitely not cutting us a check.
No, literally nobody is paying us. It's just so good.
Yeah. Andre was not just a wrestler. He was an attraction.
Right.
He made a lot of promoters, a lot of money.
But he knew that, and it was so sad.
He was on a level of his own. And from what I've heard, Andre was like, when he would go to Japan, he was paid. I forget what it was, and I tried to Google it. But I forget maybe it was Cornette's podcast. The amount of money he was paid when he went to Japan, I want to say he was paid like in today's money, like 20 G's a week.
Damn.
Like, I mean, it was something crazy. Like, I mean, Andre was fucking paid because, like, saying,
it was an
attraction.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when Andre was on the show, people were showing up.
You're buying tickets.
Yeah.
Because you want to see Andre the Giant.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was the star.
And that's why when we had the podcast about WrestleMania 3,
yes,
it will never be topped because it was the eighth wonder of the world, undefeated streak for 15 years versus the hottest commodity in wrestling, Hulk Hogan. You didn't get a bigger match than that.
Right.
And you were going to be hard-pressed to follow that up.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I don't know. I guess you guys thought it would be followed up with the midget match.
Well, that was the real, that was the actual main event. Yes.
That was the actual main event. I mean,
yeah.
Andre understood second fiddle. Fourth on my list, I have Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
And for reasons, as we've discussed on many, many podcasts, he was...
Hang on. You have Hulk Hogan on your list because you didn't actually have him on your list that you sent me.
I understand that.
So you just...
Swerves.
These are surprises.
Ah.
These are surprises, see.
Look at you.
I know. I'm very crafty.
Clever he is.
Very crafty. Slip it in when you don't even see it coming. Hulk Hogan's name.
That's how I like it.
Yes.
Is that true?
Ask my wife. Oh, wait, she's sleeping. Hulk Hogan is, say what you will about him in the 2000s and the 2010s. I'm not going to argue with you. But in the 80s and then again in the 90s, put his name at the top of the card. Barely made it in at the cutoff of what qualifies as a big man. But if I'm going to put a Mount Rushmore of wrestling together, I guarantee you Hulk Hogan's face is being put up on that mountain.
Well, if anyone's putting together Mount Rushmore of wrestling, Hogan's face isn't on it, they're wrong.
They're absolutely wrong. I mean,
it is what it is. Like,
wrong.
Like, don't like Hogan. Like, don't be a Hogan fan. But if you don't recognize that he's at least a top four.
No matter what your criteria is for creating... Mount Rushmore with four faces, He has to be on any list.
And for me, with this, so in the context of the greatest, biggest man, I wouldn't put him in my top five big men just because he barely meets criteria. You know what I mean? Like, and I know that's like...
But he does meet criteria.
No, I know he does, and so therefore he should count as much as anybody else. But he just wasn't the big man to me.
Okay.
You know, and we could have easily set our criteria at 315 and 6'9", right? And he would have been like the one guy left out.
Okay.
So just based on that alone, he's not cracking my top five.
Okay.
You want to talk about the top five of all time. I mean, he's obviously right
there.
Well,
sure, but no, this is specifically big men. Well,
and also the thing with Hogan is he worked with the big men, right?
Yes.
Like he was typically wrestling someone bigger than him.
Well, that was the Vince McMahon formula.
Right, exactly.
Send a big dude at Hogan.
Right.
Make him look like a monster.
Right, right. Okay, who's next?
I'm rounding out at my top five.
Okay.
At Undertaker. And... I'm saying that...
Have we gone down the whole list?
No, sorry. I went to get Cheetos and wine. So you said...
So my top five, I have Big Van Vader.
I have Vader, Bam Bigelow, Andre, Hogan.
And I'm putting it number five.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't miss anything. Sorry.
The Undertaker.
Okay.
So I will say that, and this is very controversial, I'm not an Undertaker fan. I understand what he's done. I know. I understand what he's done for the business. I respect, appreciate everything that he's done for WWE. I get it. I understand all of it. But I'm talking as a kid that grew up in the 80s, started to really hate gimmicks. Undertaker came in at that time when gimmicks were like, fuck, another gimmick? Like, I'm tired of it. My favorite iteration of the Undertaker is actually the American Badass, which I know... I know is also very controversial, but for me personally as a wrestling fan, Undertaker has never been one of my guys, but for his contributions to the business and for somebody that qualifies as a big man, Undertaker made my top five big man list.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. That was very brave. And I feel like I feel the same way, and I can't say it, and I feel like now I can because you said it first.
Okay, so I'll give you my top five.
Hang on. So, no, we already have Hogan, Vader, Bam Bam, Andre, and Undertaker. And you already said Andre's definitely in your top five.
That's the only one.
Oh, for sure.
List
yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
but is that the only one that overlapped?
Undertaker?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, no. I got Taker and Andre, right?
So two of my five you have on yours.
Yes.
So only two.
Wait, did you have Kane?
No.
Okay, so Kane is in my top five.
Good though.
And I'll tell you why, because he's sort of Undertaker-esque, right? Like, not that... I don't want to say that, like, he's like, you know, he has his whole parallel storyline with Undertaker, but he's the guy who's reinvented himself, right? He had the mask, he didn't have the mask. He had the cancer kazoo, he didn't have the cancer kazoo.
He had a hook, he didn't have a hook.
Right, exactly. Like, his gimmick has changed.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
When it was See No Evil.
Yeah.
The movie. He had a hook.
Right.
Oh, that movie ruled.
That was a cool
movie. It was great.
Yeah. So
that
he's
movie
a guy.
Was terrifying as fuck, you guys.
Made him a monster.
Ooh. He's a guy who's had a way. Even Corporate Kane was good. Like, every iteration of Kane was strong. And he. I don't know if it was him or if it was the company or what, but they always figured out.
No, it had to be him. I mean, he had. I totally agree with you.
Well, you don't know what I was going to say, so I don't know how you agree with that. What I was going to say is, like, he always changes character kind of at the right time. Like, it was, like, either he or the company or whoever knew when, like, that character was starting to get stale.
Yes.
And they would change it up, right? So they took the mask. I hated when he lost his mask, but then it was, like...
So bad. I guess with RVD, right? Like, he was his tag team partner and lost
his... But that guy, dude, when he took his mask off, like... He was so expressive in his face.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess I just meant when he was acting, because I feel like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good...
He was great. And
now he's the mayor.
Yeah, now he's the mayor.
It's like when El Generico lost his mask and became Sami Zayn.
I love when he comes back, even though he's the mayor.
Like, yeah, yeah.
No, I love Kane so hard.
Kane's great. Kane's definitely my top five. Also, like, keep it real, he's the most charming necrophiliac of all time.
I can't argue with that.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. He's the best necrophiliac.
The best.
We could say.
Yes.
I mean, luckily, I don't know that many.
Right.
But
I know so many that I'm not going to name.
Of the couple I know, he's definitely the most
recent. He's the best one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, I think
so there's three.
You only overlapped on two.
Two.
And that was a third, so you have two more.
Okay, so I got Andre, Kane, and Taker.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then, honestly, I'm going to toss Hogan out just based on...
Well, do you want to expand on any of the three that you have in your list? Because Andre and Taker came off of my list. Do you have anything to add to my conversation about either of those guys?
What, is this podcast isn't long enough?
I feel like that's why I said, like, we'll talk about both of them. Like, it'd be great, you know?
Okay. No, so, no. Okay. I don't really have anything else to add to them.
Don't.
I'm looking at the list.
Don't touch my list that okay. hard.
And you're calling it the ring.
I don't like it.
Like, you're about to determine your last two guys.
Yeah. I'm going with Sid Vicious, honestly.
Are you serious?
I'll tell you why. Sid Vicious. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because in 1998, was it 97? I was convinced that he was actually psychotic. He played that Psycho Sid gimmick so well.
When he was feuding with Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, I was like...
So 96, 97.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's not well.
Well,
you know,
I mean, he stabbed Arn with scissors.
I mean, is that the criteria?
Like, we knew he wasn't well.
Well, yeah, the criteria is like being the best. I mean, he was so convincing. And I mean, he was a big motherfucker.
He won championships in WWF.
Yeah.
He won championships in WCW. He won championships in ECW.
Right.
I get it. I just think that there's guys that are way more qualified as Softball Sid to go into your top five big men of all time.
Softball Sid's a great name for him, but I think Shit Shin Sid.
Oh, God damn it.
Is what we should call
him. Oh, man.
Because his shin is shit.
That was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Horrible. That was the last we saw of Sid, too.
I know. Mercifully.
Sad.
Yeah.
Mercifully, you're the guy who put him in your top five.
I know,
continue,
right?
Please. Yeah,
did you mean Sid?
I was a big Sid fan. All right. I liked him a lot.
That was a great botch. Continue. Then, you're number five.
Hey, does Missing Link meet the criteria for this?
I will have you thrown right the fuck out of here, sir, if you pick Missing Link as your five. No, he doesn't. He was not anywhere close to a big man. No way.
Dude, Link was big. I bet he's way bigger than you think he is.
No.
Look up Missing Link on your iPad.
Are we serious right now?
Okay. All right. So I got
You're four, really right? throwing Missing Link into your greatest big men of all time.
Okay. So I got...
Throw a Bundy in there, for fuck's sake, dude.
All right. No, I'm not saying that. I just wanted to know if he...
No.
...fit into the...
He does
okay.
not.
All right. So, okay. I'll give you my number five.
6'2".
Oh, I thought he was way bigger than that.
No.
Okay. I'm going with Big Show.
Okay, so that's awesome.
I definitely agree.
I cannot argue with Big Show at all.
Yeah.
Big Show's great. Big Show is, I mean,
you
came
him.
Up as Andre's son.
Right.
And managed to shed that bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
That WCW dumped on him.
And was there one person who liked that?
No, it was
disgusting. I don't think Eric Bischoff liked it.
Big Show hated it, too.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to saddle me with that bullshit? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, Big Show, but... went on to have one of the finest careers of any big man ever in the history of wrestling, even maybe more so than Andre the Giant. Now, granted, titles changed hands more so in Big Show's era as opposed to Andre's, but a heavily decorated wrestler.
I don't think Big Show was never Andre's status. Big Show never made the money Andre made.
Right.
But Big Show was like at a national level for longer than Andre.
Right.
I mean, he was a top guy from like 99.
I love Big Show.
Dude, try like 95. That's when he kind of first came up.
Yeah,
it was like 1995.
It was 95 to like 2005.
Yeah, he was like Dungeon
right,
Doom.
Okay, yeah, he had like a strong 20-year run.
He did.
Later than that, I mean, like, I love Big Show, and like, I mean, I started watching in 08, you know?
Yeah.
Right, so 2005.
Very lengthy career.
No, and I love him.
Right.
Love him.
What's Big Show's best match? Because I have the answer.
It's versus Sheamus.
Thank you. If anyone has not seen Big Show's match with Sheamus at Hell in the Cell, maybe 2011 or 2012,
somewhere in there. Sheamus and Big Show were feuding.
Just Google Big Show and
match.
Sheamus. Holy shit, that's my that's my actual favorite big, because Sheamus just misses being big man. So call it a big man match. That's my favorite Sheamus worked like a big man, right?
He does.
Right.
Yes.
He worked like Big Show.
Right.
That's my favorite match of that style of all time. That's the only match I ever bought on iTunes.
Nice.
Yes.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I cannot remember now. That Daniel Bryan match that put him over when he kissed AJ.
That was with Sheamus.
But I'm sorry, Daniel, but Big Show.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan had won the title by cashing in the Money in the Bank on Big Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know my
and Sheamus.
That's what you're thinking
of. You know my biggest beef is though.
Go ahead.
Of like all time wrestling, I swear. What?
Go ahead.
Like, I feel like a lot of times they crowbar in matches.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, remember when Edge was there and then he was like...
You love Edge.
He was with Vicky and it was amazing and they had, like, La Familia. It's my favorite faction. and then Big Show had an affair with Vicky.
Yes, yes.
And, like, it was just so... It made so much sense for Edge and Big Show to have a match. And then... Some fucking how.
Crowbar Cena in there.
John Cena came into it. Like, that made no goddamn sense at all.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? No, like, the Big Show Edge match meant so much. Like, oh my God, he was sleeping with his wife.
Like, Big Show and Edge are about to have a WrestleMania match for the heavyweight title. This is incredible.
Yeah,
but, wait.
For Vicky, you know, like.
But here comes Cena. Got to be thrust right into the title picture for no other reason than we need to shoehorn his ass in there.
It was the worst thing in my life.
Yeah. You're like, this is such bullshit. It would be fine with Big Show and Edge, but you have to shoehorn Cena in there.
No, like, Big Show and Edge made it. Like, there was absolutely zero reason for that to occur.
Except for Cena to throw an attitude adjustment on Edge and Big Show at the same time.
John Cena could have had a different fucking...
That was awesome, though.
Agree.
That was 25?
You guys... You guys, is Mick Foley a big guy?
No.
When he got out of shape, he was nearly a big guy.
Yeah, when he got out of shape, yes. But for the majority of his career, I would say no. Yeah, not.
You can say that about a lot of us.
Because he's my favorite ever.
Mick Foley's great.
No, Mick Foley is the reason I love wrestling.
That's true.
No.
She saw Beyond the Mat.
No, we watched.
Loved it.
No, we just watched, randomly, before we even were dating.
Yes.
I watched a documentary of Mick Foley, and I was like, my neighbor. I was like, crying. He's so cute. And then I started loving wrestling.
He's awesome if you ever meet him in person, too. Oh, Mick Foley is a tremendous person.
You met him?
I've met him. Yes.
You've met him?
I have. And he's awesome. He's as great in person as you see on TV. Like, everything he is on TV, he is in person. He takes his time with every fan that comes to meet him. He's an incredible person.
Yeah, whatever. I met Sasha Banks.
Me too.
And Baron Corbin.
Me too.
And that chick who used to be the announcer at NXT.
I did not meet her.
Yeah, you did. She was right there, too.
No, that was Sasha, Baron Corbin, and Kevin Owens.
And that really chick who used to be the announcer.
And she was up there, too?
Yeah, I don't even remember her name. Dasha? Was that Dasha Fuentes?
Maybe.
Dasha.
I don't remember her being there.
Dasha Fuentes.
Not it's not interesting at all. No.
Okay.
Nobody cares who we met.
Okay, so did we...
you definitely disagreed. Your last pick was...
We had two.
Controversial.
Okay.
We had two out of five.
Okay.
I would think you guys
had two out of five.
For what you grew up on to what I grew up on, it makes sense for you not to have Bigelow and Vader on your top five.
I mean, you guys are not that far. You're like 2 years.
No, but he watched different federations than I did. Like, he was a WWF kid.
I saw as much Bigelow as you did.
What were you?
I just don't think Bigelow is as good as you do. And I think Bigelow's fantastic. He's not my top five.
Wait, what were you then?
WWF, AWA, WCW, NWA, ECW.
You're saying he pigeonholed himself.
He was watching WWF, but that's because it's what he had access to. He did not have access to all of the other...
No, he was poor.
I was deprived. I was...
World class, global, you name it. Like, I was watching it because we did have cable. So it makes sense that you don't have Vader and Bigelow on your list.
She's right. I did grow up as one of the poors.
No, you did.
And I am now a self-made...
You're like, oh my God, we have four channels now?
Right, and now I'm a self-made thousander.
Yes, you are.
I'm paid.
We're all very proud of you, too.
Anyway, I think that covers the big man, eh?
I'm glad that we took this episode the way we did because you dropped about 20 plus names there right off the bat. Dude. That, you know what? If you disagree with us, tell us your top five and tell us why. And maybe tell us why we are wrong.
Maybe I'll do another big man show. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. If everyone,
absolutely. Yeah.
Everyone,
yeah.
Please, if you're interested, tag us or whatever that's called for the kids. I don't know. Is tag the right
Add us on Twitter, wrestling_drunk.
We're all old. Wrestling_drunk.
Get at this. You can't stop me.
Who is your favorite big man? And maybe we'll do a second episode.
Sequel, if you will. Sequel.
But you're going to be disregarded if you say Lars Sullivan. You're thrown right out.
That's not even so cool.
So take that into consideration.
Yes.
And, yeah, absolutely. Let us know who your favorite big man is, and we will do a sequel, because I think it would work out.
Yes.
Again, Twitter and Instagram, wrestling_drunk. And, again, be sure to hit subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you liked hearing a bunch of drunk idiots talk about wrestling, please do leave us a review. It really does help. But the most helpful thing is to tell your friends. And like always, enjoy your buzz, watch wrestling responsibly, and remember, drink like nobody's watching. Cheers!
Cheers.